You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Tush Push lives. NFL needed 24 votes today to ban the Tush Push, but it only got 22. And so we've been talking about it today because it is, believe it or not, a controversial play. People one way or the other feel some kind of way about it. Now, if your team has lost to the Eagles because of it, you certainly feel some kind of way about it. The Packers were the ones to bring this to the competition committee, and then Roger Goodell and the NFL said, we're going to look at it. They were supposed to vote on this in the spring. They tabled it. Today they voted. And the irony to all of this is that Jeffrey Lurie, who is the owner of the Eagles, and Travis Kelce's brother, went into this meeting, and they kind of laid down the law. And now reports are that there were heated exchanges between NFL owners and league executives during this meeting.
Wow, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for this.
So the discussion occurred during what's called the general session, which is attended by owners as well as league executives. And they're saying that Jeffrey Lurie made an impassionate speech in defense of the play. Obviously, it's his team that does it better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so the Eagles and the NFL declined to comment, but apparently things got heated, man. And they're saying Jeffrey Lurie pulled out all the stops. And as I said, you know, Kelce speaking, I also thought helped maybe sway owners, these couple of owners, one way or the other. But, guys, this was such a close vote. My guess is it's back on the table next year.
Jerry Jones apparently asked a few questions. When you're talking about the Tush Push, what the hell could Jerry possibly ask? It's about as self-explanatory as it could be. The Bills owner, Terry Pegula, he's a critic, even though his team does, as we said, do their own version, which isn't as effective, but they do it. He apparently still supported banning it. An hour had passed, according to this report, Carl, when Jed York, the 49ers owner, said, how much more blank?
How much more crap?
Yeah, S-word.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've scattered laughs, but the room was quiet. But basically, as you said, Lurie brought in a bunch of guys to say, hey, here's a play, and here's how we developed it. And I said this earlier. You know, if another team out there had come up with this about the same time or had both been in the hopper, you know, just like we said, the Wildcat was something that a lot of people, almost like three-quarters of the NFL, had a version of it. You know, it's just crazy how the NFL, for some reason, I said to Carl, I chalk it up to ego, the hubris. These geniuses won't copycat another team because God knows we could have used a 4th-and-1 play that worked the last 20 years as a Falcon fan. You can think about this in playoff games, regular season games that would have gotten us better position, Carl. I mean, in the playoffs.
For sure.
We've never been a good short yardage. We're not a good pass rushing team. We're not good in the red zone. So to me, It's just, why aren't you doing this? It's got to be. It's the human element of the coach's ego, because everyone has got athletes. Everyone has got a muscular tight end or a big running back. As a guy brought up a great point last hour to Carl and I. Imagine if you're Pete Carroll. In hindsight, would you rather have had Marshawn Lynch under center as opposed to Russell Wilson trying to throw a slant from 2 yards out?
Yes.
I mean, this is a play that works and it's effective. So I always felt, yes, it sucks and it's boring unless you're an Eagles fan.
All right, moral miss to come. This just in, we got to get to something that a former Georgia quarterback said I find interesting. But SGA, man, Shai Gilchrist-Alexander wins the MVP.
How about that?
And I don't think this should be a surprise to any NBA fan or anybody that's watched this season. He's been unbelievable. But I want to put this in context. Oklahoma City goes up 1-0 on Minnesota last night. But SGA led them to a league-high 68 wins. They were chasing 70 and then, you know, came up a hair short. Mm-hmm. But he becomes the second player, Mike, in NBA history to average at least 30 points on 50% shooting from the field. It means he's making half his shots. Five rebounds, averaging a five rebounds, five assists a game, and two steals, and one block per game. The only other guy to do that was Michael Jordan in 87 and 88. Michael Jordan in 90-91. That is a dominant season by SGA. And if you watch this year, he led the way for his team. He makes big buckets, makes big plays. But, Mike, he is that guy. And last night you saw it. I mean, 20 of his points came in the second half.
Right.
And he didn't have a great shooting night. But part of this game and what made Michael so great, you got to get to the line. You got to get to the line,
right,
man.
You got, and that's want to. That's effort. That's physicality. That's why I just, and again, they don't take as many three-point shots. Certainly, we said last night, 51 three-point attempts because Minnesota was trying to come back. But over the course of the season, SGA, it's been a slow burn to get there.
Yes,
and I get it. I know that all these MVPs are so friggin' subjective, but I don't think there's an NBA fan has a problem with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting that award.
No, I don't think so either. 32.7 points is what he averaged on 51.9% shooting. He's efficient. I mean, that's incredible. All right, congratulations to him, and we'll see if the Oklahoma City Thunder can get to the finals because they got to still get past the T-Wolves.
A lot of guys making a big beef about Ant-Man taking the dive last night.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron, the guy's been doing this for a while, and certainly in the playoffs. I mean, if I'm the Pacers, I take a few dives against the Knicks, get on the line.
Got to do it.
But I just thought that's guys who had a beef with Ant-Man. I didn't think it was that bad. I've seen other players do more egregious flops than that.
It's gamesmanship, man. I mean, like, it's. I agree with you. I don't think it's, you know, it's. You got to work the officials. You can scream at them, or, Mike, you can do things like that. And hopefully they get in your corner and you get a couple of calls that go your way.
Get a little momentum, take it another step. Ah, go fly it, man.
Either way. All right, more on the NBA tonight. We do get the Knicks and the Pacers. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Aaron Murray. We like Aaron a lot. And I think he's done a really good job becoming an analyst and all the things he's involved with. But, Mike, he says that he does not believe that Arch Manning is going to be the number one pick. I am not sold. Direct quote from Aaron Murray. Do you think the hype on Arch Manning is too much?
Well, I just don't know why they rolled with Quinn Ewers like they did. You could argue, rolled it into the ground if you're Steve Sarkisian. Now, I know in that Ohio State game, you could argue that they never said concussion. Arch got nailed in that one game when the one play got in there. I just thought there was so many times in the Texas season that Sarkisian should have gone to Arch Manning, but he was going to die with yours, man. So I can't – I know just a little bit more about Arch Manning just because he's had some mop-up duty for Texas than I do for a guy like Gunnar Stockton, for instance.
Look, there's additional pressure that Quinn Ewers didn't have with him carrying the Manning name. Just is. And everybody expects him to be great because guess what? His uncles are great. His dad was great, right?
What's that receiver car? Sorry, Mike. What's that receiver car look like?
They're going to be great.
O-line reloading, right?
Yes.
I mean, all those guys that went to the league. They're...
Look, if Texas is not in the Final Four again next year, something's wrong. That means Sark blew it. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Now, you still have to maneuver the SEC, which gets us to what Kirby had to say, which I find, Mike, is he downplaying the championship expectations for the Dogs? Kirby went on Paul Feinbaum and said, I actually think that it's great when you win a 16-team SEC conference. And it's probably one of the best years we've had in terms of winning. He says it's hard to do when you play 7 or 8 top 10 teams.
Which they did.
We were able to do that. But I really don't get caught up in it. He says, I love the expectation. I embrace it. But I think it's a good thing because if it's not there, then what are you playing for? Okay. He's right. But it's not going to be any easier this year. I mean, they had a heck of a schedule last year. But the point is, guys, this is what the SEC is now. And you know, I mean, it was hard before Texas and OU got into it. It's just become one of those extra games you've got to play. But do you think Kirby's downplaying the championship expectations?
Well, I mean, last year you had Mike Hill Williams, who was banged up a lot at times. You had a quarterback, Carson Beck, that shot yourself in the foot a few times. You know, and yet, you know, your worst game, I would say the worst game you played was the Ole Miss game.
Okay.
I mean, Notre Dame, that was, like, in hindsight, you made two big mistakes. You know, you just got to eat
coaching?
It, run the football before the half, and it's a one-possession game. And, look, special teams, that area let you down, too. But getting back to the regular season, yeah, I mean, you didn't have your A game, and you still made the playoffs. And you still were just maybe three plays in that Notre Dame Sugar Bowl from moving on.
Yeah, look, when he says, and this is the end of the quote, he says, "I love the expectation, I embrace it." I don't think he's downplaying it. But when he's talking about, what he's telling us is, look, let's not put the horse before the cart. Guys, do you guys know how hard it is to win a 16-team SEC now?
Right.
Like, that's what he's saying. First of all, we got to do that before we can even talk about a championship.
And I hate to say it, it's one of the byproducts of this expanded college football playoff, and soon it will be 16.
You're right.
You know, from 12. You know, but you're just going to – you are going to have a chance now to be a three-loss team. Alabama went one bridge too far.
Too far.
That Oklahoma game was indefensible to even the playoff committee.
No, it was.
But, I mean, a three-loss SEC team –
how many games did Alabama lose?
Four.
Four games, yes.
Are we counting the bowl game?
Five. Alabama! Yeah.
Why do you hate Alabama so
all
much?
All that conversation. Yeah, DeVore, DeVore, DeVore. All right, where were you, Mike? I'm sorry.
No, it was now, that's a conversation. I don't think he's ever going to downplay it, because their goal is always going to be to win the SEC, but you don't have to anymore.
No.
Hell, Ohio State didn't even beat their arch rival. They haven't beat their arch rival in three seasons. And they got a natty, which Michigan fans will never let them forget about.
No, you're right. Look, I don't think that's the goal. I guarantee you step into fall practice and Kirby's going to say, "We're winning the SEC." That's goal number one. Used to be win the East, then win the SEC. It's now we got to maneuver our schedule and win the SEC. He's not going to come off of that, but you're absolutely right. And I'm not going to tell you players are going to – you're not going to get less effort because of it, Mike, knowing, "Oh, we can lose three, dog, and we're good." Like, nobody's going into any of these games thinking that way. But if you do happen to have a screw-up or a lapse – it may not hurt you the way it used to, and you can still make a run. So, yeah, but I do think he embraces it. I just think he understands, before we get ahead of ourselves, we understand we got a tough 16-team SEC conference.
By the way, there's an article from Saturday Down South this week talking about who are the biggest transfer portal players for each team. Since we just mentioned Texas, we're talking about them. Merod Watson is a defensive lineman from Syracuse.
Okay.
So that's a big piece for them. Looks like an instant impact guy. And for Georgia, they're saying Zach Branch, the transfer from USC.
Is the wide receiver.
Yeah, and I could certainly make the argument there. Gideon Davidson, a freshman running back, is going to be toting the rock big time for Clemson, which is interesting. And a tight end named Max Clair for Ohio State. It's just kind of interesting to see how guys did. Everybody who's going to compete for this playoff had to hit it in the portal, period.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. That's our text line. Find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. And, of course, you can follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. All right. We have really one very successful general manager.
By the way, sorry to correct. It was a four-loss season for Alabama. They should have lost to, again, South Carolina.
Oh, well.
But they didn't. An Alabama fan just hit us up on the text line.
Oh, y'all mad?
Bobby hit us up on that.
It's four. Y'all mad?
Yeah, sorry about that. You did crush Mercer, though. That was impressive.
Why y'all upset? I thought y'all were going to win another natty.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina's got a field goal kicker. That's four. And then a bowl game is five. But it is four.
Right.
It is. We want to be – we must be accurate.
No, you're right.
Especially for those folks.
You're right.
He took off his shoes to count that over there across the state line. But, yes, that's four.
Okay, fine. Four. Want to do it again? Mike, how many did Alabama lose?
Four.
Four.
Alabama.
All right. Coming up, we've got one very successful general manager in this town. Seriously, can our other GMs learn a little something from him? We got to talk about this. We'll explain next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We got to talk some Falcons with our man Josh Kendall. He joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Josh, first things first, I want your thoughts on the tush push and where you're at. I think you asked Ra this months ago, and Raheem Morris, our head coach, said he was against it and explained why. Where are you on this? If you're just joining us today, it did not get banned. They needed 24 votes today to ban it. They got only 22, so just a couple of votes away. But it remains in the National Football League. Josh, what do you make of it?
I'm glad it remains. It feels like the most football of football plays I can imagine, which is, you know, 11 big dudes lining up across from 11 other big dudes and seeing who can push each other as far as. I mean, it's basically what football was for about four decades. So the idea that it's not a football play, I don't buy that. The injury issue, I get it. I understand what they're saying. But empirically so far, we don't have any data to suggest that it is more dangerous than any other play. And so just to assume it might be, I heard several coaches, and I think even Raheem Morris, but maybe not, but several coaches say, I don't want to think about what could happen. I don't want to think about, in the worst case scenario, what could happen. Unfortunately, if we carried out that logic, we wouldn't play the game. We couldn't do any of it. Right. So that argument I don't buy. So I'm glad that they didn't ban it. I appreciate Raheem Morris coming out and saying, you know, not tiptoeing around the subject, saying, yeah, this is going to be my vote and this is why. But I don't agree with his logic, because his logic was, in no other play do we get to push a guy. Well, that's not true. Every time a ball carrier is held up, I mean, you see Caleb McGarry, that's the fastest you ever see Caleb McGarry move, you know, chugging right, chugging down the field, waiting to hit somebody in the back and try to move them three more yards. So I'm glad they kept it.
I'm with you, Josh. And just basically echo what you were saying. show me where a guy has been writhing in pain after the tush push. You know, I've not seen that happen. So, I mean, the guys at player safety, it's a broad umbrella that they just try to use everything. That's what they use when they have something they don't like. Maybe it gets killed next year. We'll find out. Just as a follow-up, Josh, here's my two cents. You've been covering the NFL for a long time. Is it hubris, ego? They don't want a copycat because Lord knows the Falcons could have used a yard. And sometimes we go finesse in short yardage. And this is before you even got here. It drives us crazy.
Yeah, I do think that there is some hubris involved to not just copycatting the play. But I think that's the small part of it. I think the bigger part of it is you've kind of got to have the right quarterback. You don't want to do that with Kirk Cousins. You know, Jalen Hurts is the perfect quarterback for the push. There are a lot of quarterbacks that you do not want to do that with. I would say even the majority of the quarterbacks you don't want to do that with. Now, what I've wondered is why you don't see, you know, Kadarius Hodge was a high school quarterback,
yep.
And Kadarius Hodge is a stout guy. So, well, you know, why do you not have a scenario where Kadarius Hodge is your tush-push quarterback? And the answer to that almost certainly is turnovers. You don't want a guy who hasn't taken a million snaps under center and doesn't do it 100 times every week taking a snap in a high-leverage situation because you might turn the ball over. So I think it's more so an issue of there are only a few quarterbacks that it makes a ton of sense to do it with.
All right, we're talking with our man Josh Kendall from The Athletic. Tell us about Fire and Ice. What did you learn about these new draft picks, man, and talking to Bowman and, of course, Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame? I love your piece about these two guys. What did you take from it?
Well, you learn a lot more about Bowman from talking to him because he's a talker. He'll talk to you.
He is.
All day long. and Watts is kind of exactly the opposite. We've known these guys for a minute and a half, so sure. I don't want to paint them with too broad a brush. But what you get initially with Xavier Watts is very measured, very professional, very I'm just going to take it as it comes. Billy Bowman, you get a little more of the public hubris. But they play the same way, which is why the Falcons drafted them. They are former offensive guys. They are opportunistic guys when the ball is in the air. And they have, you know, multiple years of production at the highest level of college football. It's clear from everything the Falcons have done defensively in the offseason, they're placing the highest value on essentially havoc rate, quarterback sacks, turnovers, high impact plays.
It is our man Josh Kendall, guys, from The Athletic, as we're talking about the Falcons before you know it. Get to see what camp's all about. You feel good at the defensive tackle position? Carl and I were talking about this yesterday. We know we've got OLB and Edge, but what about in the middle? Do we have enough guys to rotate?
Well, I addressed this exact question tomorrow in a mailbag right off the top. Yes, I think that they do. I think that in terms of who they carry on the roster, they'll be heavier this year with edge players than with defensive linemen, as you said. And Nate Oley, the defensive line coach, has said he wants to rotate a ton. But I think you're going to see a lot more three-man front, a lot more. You'll see some five-man front, too. But in that case, only three of those guys will be sort of traditional defensive linemen. So I think the need for those interior defensive line snaps will go down because of how they'll play schematically. And I think that because of that, they'll have enough bodies. Are those bodies up to the task? I think that's the question that's yet to be answered.
Yeah, it's a great question. And speaking of that, have you gotten anything from Jeff Ulbrich about, you know, I know he's talked a lot about what he wants to do and he had to watch a lot of film and learn the guys and, you know, go through all the rigmarole, but have you learned anything from him that gives you any clues as to maybe how aggressive he wants to be or what his plan is? Because we know it's going to be different than what we saw last season.
Everything that we've heard from Jeff Ulbrich and seen from the Falcons suggests that they want to be aggressive. He grew frustrated. Maybe that's not the right word. In New York under Robert Saleh the last 3 years because, you know, Robert Saleh plays a four-man front. Robert Saleh plays sort of what has become a throwback defense in that they line up the same way every time. You know where their guys are going to be, and their idea is that their guys are just going to be better than you, and their guys are going to know what to do. Because they line up the same way every time, they know exactly what to do in every situation. Ulbrich began to feel a little hamstrung by that, in that offenses were taking advantage of knowing exactly where his guys were going to be. So I think you're going to see the Falcons play like they'll play a lot of three-man, a lot of five-man, odd-man fronts
right.
to stay out of positions where they can get double-teamed really easily. They'll move around a lot. Jalen Walker will be an edge. They've said that. But I think you'll see him line up over the guard at times. I think that there will be a lot of different looks. Can they play a lot of different looks and still play those looks well? That's the balance everybody's got to figure out.
With this new additions we made through free agency with Leonard Floyd and certainly with the addition of Jalen Walker, looks like Ebba Cady obviously is looking up on the depth chart. In the linebacker room, what is Troy Anderson going to be this year? And can he redeem himself after being so banged up? We don't even know what he is anymore.
Right, I think that's the question. Will he be healthy? I saw flashes from Troy Anderson, as a rookie especially, but even in the short stints the last 2 years, where I can see why they draft this guy. You know, when he's going in a straight line and knows where he's going, he looks like he's shot out of a cannon. So what we have to see is he still that guy physically? You know, has he come all the way back from that, and can he stay healthy? And if those two things, if the answer is so those questions is yes, I think that they can really use him. I still think Troy Anderson can be a very valuable player in the NFL. If not a three down linebacker, then certainly a guy you can spot play and can be very effective.
Josh, you feel good about the receivers? I mean, obviously, you know, we saw their capability when Kirk was healthy. They're all coming back, right? And do you think that they add to this, or maybe one of these unrestricted or undrafted free agents makes a splash for us?
I don't think they add, and I don't know that anybody's going to make a splash. They play three wide receivers 90% of the time. They play the same three wide receivers 90-something percent of the time. They've got their guys. They like the roles that they fill. Kadarrell, they feel comfortable with Kadarrell in offensively taking snaps. I think that they probably feel comfortable with Casey Washington getting a little bit bigger role this year.
Okay.
But I don't see a lot of places for a splashy move at wide receiver. I don't see the space that person occupies that makes it worth making that move.
Right. We got Nick Nash, baby. It is our man Josh Kendall talking about the Falcons. We were talking about the schedule and just how much juice the Falcons seem to get. Is that born of, you know, the Bijan Robinson's established, but Michael Penix did pass the audition on that Sunday night game? Or are they just, they're betting on the come that the Falcons are going to be an entertaining football team?
I think they're betting on scoring. I think that they think that the Falcons will be able to score some points. And I think they are betting on the fact that the defense will not be much better and the Falcons will give up a ton of points and that they'll play 34-30 games. And, you know, if TV gets 34-30 games, they're delighted with that.
It's true.
Good stuff. Well, Josh, man, appreciate you rescheduling with us there. We know you're busy. Appreciate you pushing the interview back, but we wanted to definitely talk with you. Check out the interview, guys. It's on The Athletic, and he's talking about the new safeties that we drafted. Really good stuff. Josh Kendall, take care, man. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Josh Kendall, guys. Coming up, Mike, we got some guy talk on the way. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. A friend of ours listening over in Spain pointed out something interesting about the MVP in the NBA, which might upset a few Americans out there. Also coming up, speaking of upsetting, you realize that Auburn is switching this year. It's about to happen from Under Armour to Nike. Does that mean we may get orange on the planes? Talk about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
20 minutes away from a Falcon report. I'm going to talk about more about this offense, too, and how explosive this team is going to be. Josh Kendall just told you part of the reason he thinks we're on TV so much is they're expecting a lot of points. But are we going to give up a lot of points? That might be the problem. Hey, man, a couple of things for you, Raking, today. Good listener and good friend of ours, Andy Rosenberg, who used to live right down the street here in Midtown, moved over to Valencia, Spain, and he uses the Odyssey app, listens to us every day when he can, which is pretty cool. He hit us back during the commercial break after we were talking about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander winning the MVP. You realize now, Carl, Day-Day, and Dom, and you in your car, that the NBA MVP has been an international player for seven straight seasons, and American no longer is the most valuable player. SGA is from Canada, Joker, of course, from Serbia, Joel Embiid, in between Jokers, from Cameroon, now a naturalized U.S. citizen, and Giannis, of course, from Greece, going back to 2019.
This is why the NBA All-Star Game should be international team versus Team USA. And it gets more juice by doing it this way. And, Mike, what you're laying out is that the NBA, and we already knew this, that the best players in the NBA are no longer the top three or five are not Americans. And, you know, for Ant-Man, who's playing in this series against SGA, and all the guys that we could talk about, the Tatums of the world, that you could put a team together, right, and say, all right, we're going to be fine. The international team would be daunting. And that would include, by the way, Wimby. And it would include Giannis and all these. So you start talking about it from that aspect. Now you're getting my interest piqued. We can talk about an all-star weekend that's going to include something like that. Because now it's pride, right? Now we're okay. Hey, I know we're in the league together, and that might be my teammate, but we're playing for our countries. I think that may give it some juice.
Yeah, this last format this time around didn't work for me, and it didn't work for a lot of NBA fans, and I'm with you. This one, I think this could happen. Hey, man, we've talked a lot about Georgia's duds over the years. Kirby, for the most part, has kept it straight. The blackout. It was one of those Mark Richt things, and the players always enjoyed it. One blackout against Auburn years ago was a good thing on a Saturday. Then a year later against Alabama, it was not a good thing to wear the black jerseys. Sometimes it's gimmicky. One thing we know for certain, players love this stuff, and multiple uniform variations, including what Oregon's made famous the last 30 years, is a big part of even recruiting. Reason I bring this up, article today over in Alabama saying, asking the question, could we see Auburn wearing an orange jersey? Because Nike, and I thought, Day-Day, you guys can sound off on this. I thought the 2013 Nike uniforms were the most hideous thing Georgia ever wore. Remember those those silver and red helmets? And they played Boise State. Boise had the horse. Actually, Boise State had better duds than Georgia in that game. Both were Nikes. Reason I bring it up is their deal with Under Armour is over this year. As Auburn, the last thing you saw them wearing their basketball duds, they'll be into Nike for 2025 and 26. Could you see orange uniforms? Well, anyway, the article is kind of interesting. Went back and looked at it. The Auburn Tigers wore orange 1928 until 1955. They wore them a total of 92 times. So it was a thing back then, and they actually didn't help them either. They were 41-42-9.
Didn't help them win.
And then in 78, it was Doug Barfield who took over for Shook Jordan, and he decided that he was going to wear them for Georgia when they came calling. Georgia was number 8 team in the country, and they got a little juice. They wore orange jerseys, and they tied Georgia 22-22. So Vince probably felt like a loss, and they probably felt like a win after that one. Auburn then wore them for homecoming against Southern Miss in 79-80, and they wore them a week later for Georgia. They lost 31-21. So Auburn in orange in the modern era, 2-1-1, including 1-1 against Georgia. Do you think Nike will break out orange jerseys on the plains?
Look, I think whatever is going to attract these players, Mike, and help them look cool, whatever they feel like is the fit that they are going to talk about and their friends are going to talk about. I don't know, man. Like, I'm with you. I like the simple things, but that doesn't mean that they won't do it. And if they do, there's some history here that you're pointing out. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But you know what? I'm curious to know what the money was like for them to make this switch. They went from Under Armour, right, to Nike?
Right.
Yeah. I'm curious to know what the money was like.
Hey, man, we've got to keep an Alabama story with an officer, unless Alabama fans start crying and complaining.
Of course they do.
Alabama's new quarterback wasting no time making the most of his NIL deal. His valuation, by the way, currently sits at $1.3 million. It's a pretty good deal. For a young quarterback named Keelan Russell from Duncanville, Texas. During the break, you tell me that's suburban Dallas?
Yeah.
Big program?
Big high school program. They used to, but I think they still do have a really good basketball program there as well.
Well, I always have at least me, because I'm a car guy. Carl's a car guy too. I always like to ask guys when they get their big contracts, whether NBA or NFL, hey, man, what's your whip?
Yeah.
You know, what do you got in the garage? Well, to be nice for his mama, he went and got her a beautiful-looking C-Class Mercedes, valued at around $50,000. White Mercedes with a red bow on it. See, that's sweet.
Took
care of mama with the NIL. But that's nice. I like that. See, that's cool. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know, you should be doing. You know, we've talked about it. You know, Jameis talked about the poverty. He grew up in Alabama when he was playing at FSU. Basically lucky to keep the lights on back then. Now fast forward a couple of years and you got NIL. So we're not against it. Just got to find a way to kind of hope this new CEO, and we spent a lot of time talking about that yesterday, read some more things about it. The NCAA is still, I misrepresented that story when I read it. Didn't really proofread it like I should have, Day-Day and Carl. The NCAA is still going to be really involved in the future as far as the stuff they've been looking about, eligibility and the grades. And so the NCAA is still going to be around, even though this new version of college football will be spending more time on how NIL is used and how the salary cap is enforced.
Yeah, and I've always said this. I've said it to Mike for many years. The thing that, you know, as much as we want to just have these schools and these conferences police themselves, nobody wants to do that. So you have to have something in place, a mechanism, a person, someone holding a position that has the ability to do that. And that is something that we've talked about. And I think, Mike, that's also going to fall under this new CEO. The NCAA is not going to be responsible for that stuff, but they are going to be responsible for some of the other things you're mentioning. Yeah, look, I just want to find, like, if I could fast forward to the future right now, 2-3 years,
right?
Take a look at, like, this is what college football looks like. I'd love to see what that is. Right now, it's murky.
The secondary violations, that's the stuff. Now, again, they all add up. If you do enough screw-ups, like what happened up in Tennessee with Jeremy Pruitt.
But, Mike, so much that used to be illegal is legal now.
Well, there was, I forget the player. He was in South Georgia, and I apologize not remembering the name. He had a decent career, not a superstar career at Georgia, but he was a big-time defensive lineman, and he was an ordained minister. And so David Pollack flew down at his own expense to be there for the kid's signing day.
Okay.
And they hit Georgia. That happened to be a secondary violation. Mm-hmm. So ticky-tack stuff like that, those are the things that drive me crazy. Famously, George O'Leary, one year, I forget, and this goes way back. We're talking like late 90s. And I remember a kid, either his mom or dad died, and George O'Leary lent him $400 to fly over the funeral. secondary violation.
Yeah, sure.
So some stuff you just feel, have a little common sense here. That's why, you know, we've seen, you know, the NCAA kind of get a little crazy on things that just seem to be, you know, just nonsensical. So hopefully that doesn't rear its ugly head. We just want to see these kids get paid and they can just make sure they're eligible. And because it's funny, lost in all this is these kids are still student athletes.
They are.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, I'll switch gears for you. We all try to stay in shape, do the best we can. Comments in an Italian magazine that dropped this week. Apparently, Carl, did you know that Pope Leo the 14th is ripped underneath those robes?
I would not have guessed that. No.
Apparently, the Omega Gym in Rome has long been frequented by a number of cardinals. And the folks who work in Vatican City and Robert Prevost, formerly of Chicago, by way of Peru, and then comes to the Vatican. Apparently, the guy's in decent shape. And now the trainer who was working with the Pope is getting a lot of calls. Apparently, he's getting good recos.
That's interesting.
On the Pope. Again, now we're going to see like a Pope's calendar. Mr. August.
I just can't imagine him being like them in the gym. And it's like, holler at me a little bit, man. I'm trying to get this workout in, you know?
Yeah, pretty interesting. He said basically he was a guy who's 69. They said that the workout was more for guys our age,
okay, you
know, late 40s to mid 50s. He would train two or three times a week, go for about an hour. He would do some bench. He did not answer the question when asked how much does the Pope bench. But the Pope did put up, he said, on occasion, more than 150 for multiple reps and a lot of free weights.
Okay.
And did some cables too, Carl.
Get it in, Pope.
So Pope, there you go. So heaven forbid if somebody gets after him in the Pope mobile and he's got to go hand to hand, this Pope can handle himself, apparently.
Get it in.
Hey, man.
It's the holy water, Mike.
Hey, right. From the Pope mobile. I try to segue here from the Pope mobile to the Indy 500. Now, there's a lot of nerdy stuff on the rules violation. So safe to say, I won't give you all that. Just know this. Roger Penske, he's known as the captain. He's one of the more winningest teams of all time in Indy 500 history. This weekend is the Indy 500. It is sold out for the first time in about 7 years, so
that's
people
good.
Are excited.
That's good.
A lot of juice, a lot of national folks, a lot of folks. I think Fox, we talked about this when you were on vacay, with Fox getting the broadcast, it's pumped some real life into it. Tom Brady's going to be going for a ride in the two-seater that Jimmy Johnson's going to be driving him around. Pretty cool.
That is.
You know, going over 100. I'm curious to see how fast Jimmy gets it up there, because you'd have Tom Brady go 200 miles an hour in that thing. They can do it. But anyway, Penske had some issues. A year ago, they had some problems with, basically in a nutshell, Carl, push to pass. You get 2 minutes of extra power. You can use it any way you want during a race. They had two drivers that were monkeying around with a button that basically they were using it when they shouldn't have been using it. So a lot of guys saying, well, that's not cool. Now, on top of this, they had aerodynamic violations. Basically, they broke the rules. It was so bad, the optics on this, because Penske owns the track and he owns the series. So it looks like a huge conflict of interest. Fired everybody.
Okay.
Fired the general manager, team manager, and the number two, three guy on the team. So all those guys got fired today. And a lot of people are saying he had to, because basically his legacy is on the line. It's kind of like Spygate with the Patriots. Now, by the way, now that we're removed by this nearly 20 years, do you still feel that thing is tainted?
I do.
Day-Day, you think the Patriots are still tainted?
I do.
Yeah.
Because in motorsports, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But when you run the series and these things, and they also found out the same modifications on the car were on the car that won the Indy 500 last year.
Mm.
Basically, it's a piece at the back of the car which absorbs the energy. If you go smash in the back of the wall, it's called an attenuator. And they basically epoxied it onto the car so it looks nicer. So the aesthetic, Carl, it's kind of like the Death Star. Imagine if they put some plywood over that hole, then Luke Skywalker never could have gotten the shot that blew up the Death Star. But some guys say, no, we'll keep the aesthetic the way it is. Either way, a lot of folks said this had to happen. It did. Also found out today, for folks that are lucky enough to go into the race, I'm telling you, Day-Day, we're going next year, man. You're in.
I'm in.
The Thunderbirds, Carl, going to do the flyover.
Love it.
Man, I don't know. You guys ever seen the Thunderbirds, like the Navy? We saw the Blue Angels down in Miami this year. Carl, when they do that Starburst thing, I had my father-in-law at the Indy 500 a couple years ago. That was on his bucket list. And I swear, my father-in-law was a three-torn Vietnam guy, and those planes are coming right at us because we were in the penthouse seats. Father-in-law goes, holy, they're coming right at us. You know, like he's going to spawn down right over the top. Anyway, that'll be part of the race, man. Going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Also, on the flip side, sorry, NASCAR fans, I can't lie to you this weekend. I think it's the world's most boring race.
Really?
The Coke 600.
You don't like it?
Well, in a world we're living in where a lot of folks say less is more, Formula One is under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Any car will be under three if they get it fast going. Do you really need 600 miles of going left? 600 miles, Carl.
Don't you tick off these NASCAR fans, Mike
I'm
Bell.
Telling you, Squid Billy and Mike Johnson, I defy anyone to sit through that race. I did it once back in the 90s. You might get a great finish, but you got to sit through 5 hours to get there.
It's a grind. There's no debating that. And that's the beauty of the race, too, though, right? I mean, who can
right.
who can withstand the grueling grind of getting through.
That's it.
And finally crossing the finish line.
Well, that's the story, because the old days, Humpy Wheeler, the guy that ran the track, the old story goes, he's like, they go 500, we're going to go 600. Well, you go watch it, because I can't. Anyway, that's Guy Talk Man right here on Dukes of Bell.
Hey, coming up, did he think he was going to lose his job for what his son did? He answers that question, finally. And we'll talk about it with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.